Hello, Nathan?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sorry I missed your call. I was finishing up with another client. How can I help you, sir?
It's Nate, man.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about handyman services?
Yeah. I just got off the phone with you. You have the suspended Google Business profile, right?
Yeah, I was trying to see if my card would go through with my bank. Because I've had negative balances before, but I don't know if it would credit me and then hopefully get some work and be able to pay that off, you know? And I've done that before in the past.
Yeah. So let me do this first. Let me verify the business information and make sure we're branding you online correctly. So this 520-559-6736 number, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yeah, it's the only number I have, actually.
Okay, works perfect.
It's
then. I'd say that's the best, brother. Yeah.
It's annoying sometimes, man, but, you know, it makes me money sometimes.
Right. We offer business lines, too, at no additional charge, and the benefit of them is, so it forwards to your cell phone, and the benefit of it, though, is you know when it's a client calling. And we have them set up to block like robocalls and spam calls from coming through to like kind of keep the junk out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I get a lot of spam checks in the mail. Like somebody wants to send me these, they're forged checks or something, and they want me to do a job for three times what it's worth, and then when we put it in the bank, spending so much to the owner, it's stupid stuff, man.
Yeah, stay away from that. I've had other clients tell me about that stuff, man. That's ridiculous, you know. Those people that do that, imagine if they got a real job, you know, like all that
effort.
Well,
I mean, I've been with my bank for over 14 years.
Right.
And I brought one of those checks in a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, let me know if this is legit or not. And they ran it through and it's like, oh no. So they pretty much just kept it. And I was like, hey, am I going to get in trouble for this? They're like, oh no, don't worry about it because it wasn't good.
Right. You didn't like just sign up yesterday, you know? So, man, that's crazy. I'm going to send you some more text messages. This next one, it's a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It just shows you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. It's really easy though. And
is it all in like an app or something I can download?
So you could go on your browser or you could go on an app. And we include the app at no additional charge. So you'll have it both ways.
Okay.
I'm also sending you a welcome text that will have our hours of operation on it along with client support's phone number. That's how you get to our IT side. All right. Now, just for account purposes, your last name is Whitmer, right? W-I-T-M-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And first name, Nathan, right? N-A-T-H-A-N?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Everybody always spells both names wrong, so I don't know how they do that, but...
Man, hey, I'll tell you what, thank God for spell check, but I get names wrong all the time, too. You know? I can't do them on names, so I get it.
N-A-T-H-O-N-W-H-I-T-M-E-R, you know? Something
right,
like that.
Right. My wife's name's Amy, but she spells it A-M-I-E, so for the longest time, I had her in my phone as A-M-Y, and she was like, what is this? You know, she was all pissed off, but...
good luck with that one.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. The company name is AZ Handyman Services, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Now, we're probably going to have to resend a PIN verification code. I'm sure you did that before, right? The postcard from Google?
I don't know. Normally, I get stuff from you guys and I throw it out, so...
Well, you don't want to throw this one out. It's really important. It'll say Google on it, and it has a 5-digit PIN code on it. That way we could reactivate your listing. The address I see here is 70 Danny Lane, Sierra Vista, 85635. Is that the best address?
For the next week, as far as I know.
Okay. I'm sure things will turn around.
I don't want to lose my house, dude. I got a 3-bedroom house. I got almost an acre on my yard, dude. And I don't want to be evicted for something stupid because the Google never told me. You know, nobody's been calling me, so I'm pretty upset about it. I was really happy with them for like 4 years.
Right, right. This, so it was kind of weird. Like, a lot of companies got suspended on Google. And if you're not one that pays attention to it or is active on your Google listing, it could have happened and you didn't even realize it, you know? But not only are
like
we going to...
Like I told you before, people text me and send me messages straight to my phone from my Google site.
Right.
It stopped doing that for a while. And I'm like, oh, this is strange, you know? Because I always respond
right
to my customers.
Because it's down, right? I mean, I don't even see a Google listing live for you right now. So that's what we're doing for you. We're going to get it out of suspension. Not only that, we're going to rank it, create you a custom Google compliant website, and brand you all across the internet so you meet Google's algorithm. Okay?
Okay.
Now, service radius, how far are you willing to travel for new jobs? Do you want to keep them local? 20 miles?
Benson, Douglas, Bisbee, even Tucson. I don't go to Wilcox or anywhere like that, because if you go too far out in Arizona, there's no hardware stores to get materials, and you know, you got to drive 60, 70 miles just to get back to town to get something.
Right. My cousin's from Tucson. You know, his wife's actually at my house right now. They're going to Disneyland tomorrow. Yeah.
My brother's got a house in Tucson. And
yeah.
He's a truck driver, so when I do work in Tucson, I could just stay at his house until the job's done.
Right, there you go. So let me make sure I didn't miss them, though. So Benson, Douglas, and Tucson? Did I miss any cities there?
Benson, Tucson, Douglas, and between Douglas and Sierra Vista is Bisbee.
Okay, got it. All right. And talk to me about your services. So I know you're a handyman. Usually there's a plethora of different stuff you guys do. So what do you want to be targeted for? Like painting, flooring, light fixture? I mean, you tell me.
I do painting.
Painting?
Drywall. Electrical, plumbing. I do subflooring. I do vinyl flooring, tiled showers, custom showers, bathrooms.
Okay.
I do windows, doors. I assemble furniture, move furniture. I do interior doors. I do a little bit of carpet. Landscaping. I do landscaping, not myself, but I have somebody that does it for me.
Okay. Landscaping. All right. So let me tell you what I got so far. So I got, hold on, let me make this bigger. Handyman, painting, drywall, electrical, plumbing, flooring, vinyl flooring, tile, showers, custom showers, furniture assembly, windows and doors. Also, you put furniture moving, carpet, and landscaping. Is that right?
And I also install new appliances and reinstall.
Appliance installation. Got it.
I do not work on them. I just install them.
Right. Stay out of appliance repair, appliance installation only. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
and hours of operation. How do you want those showing?
8 a.m. Monday through Friday till 5 p.m.
All right. So 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, do you want to keep it by appointment only, modified hours, or closed?
It all depends. Monday through Friday, I like to keep my weekends open. But if there's a job that needs to be done, then I can spend extra hours on the weekend.
Okay, got you.
But I would talk to the client about that if they needed it done.
Got it. Okay. What I'd recommend, you don't have to work Saturday, Sunday, but keep your hours as by appointment only. That way they still call on the weekends. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, let's do
that. Yeah, people still do that. And I just say, hey, I'm not working on the weekends. I'm working on a job right now. Call me back Monday or make an appointment.
Yeah. Usually you just got to tell people, hey, availability is Monday through Friday. What day works best for you? Yada, yada, yada. I get you. So I got your hours.
Yeah, because, like a couple weeks ago before that Google crap went on, people were calling me. As soon as my clock turned 8 o'clock, people were calling, dude. And I couldn't get to a job until 9 o'clock. That's how many people were calling me, man.
Right. No, Google is powerful, man. I mean, the main place anybody searches when they need anything is going to be Google. So when you're coming up as a top recommended option there, you're going to be getting calls. I'm really interested, too, to see, you know, about your friend, that number, where that's leading to. So I'll try to look into that, too, to see if it's disconnected, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah. So the next step, Nate, what I'm going to do is assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they're going to do all the important stuff, right? The color scheme of your website. They'll go over your domain choices, right? Also, they're going to get your Google listing out of suspension. Before I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure that billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement that everything's month to month here. No contracts.
Okay.
All right. Now, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Nathan Whitmer on the card?
Yeah, that's my name, Nathan W. Whitmer.
W, got it. So middle initial. And the billing address, is it the 70 Danny Lane?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
I got a Capital One, a Visa, Master. Let me look. I'm pulling them out right now.
All right, perfect. Yeah.
I have a Capital One, but I didn't make my bill, so they cut me off.
Got you.
Hold on. I was using my credit card for materials, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And since all this happened, dude, everything just went downhill. I got credit card bills and all kinds of shit, man.
Right, because the lack of work. No, I get it, man. I'm really sorry that happened to you.
It's the lack of advertising, man.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not ready to just get rid of my house and just get into an apartment, but I don't want to do that, dude.
Right. I don't want that for you either, you know. That's crazy.
You can see what happens with this card, man, but I don't know if it's going to go through, but...
I know you mentioned it.
My personal bank account.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa from Wells Fargo.
All right. I just need the Visa, so I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4737029170363627.
All right. Expiration?
Is 526.
All right. And the three-digit code on the back?
I think it's 981. Yeah, I put it, 981.
Okay.
Normally, I remember my card numbers and my driver's license number and all that stuff.
I got my driver's license down. The card numbers I can't remember, though. But what's crazy, my wife, she has mine memorized. I heard her saying it the other day. I was like, man, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I trust her. So
you must buy a lot of shit online, man.
Every day, man, we're getting like a package. It's like Christmas over here, you know? Like, she loves Amazon.
I have a Capital One, but I think they locked me out on it because I had a credit limit and I exceeded it on a job, and then all this shit happened and I couldn't pay it back, you know. It's really struggling, man.
No, I get it, man. They should definitely help you. Yeah.
I don't know if you own a house or not, but you already got that payment, and then you got to pay all the utilities, man.
Right. It's cool. We rent from a family friend. You know, we're saving up to buy a house, too, but, you know, it's cool. They pay the, the water bill and stuff, so we just pay electric and trash and all that. But, I know it all racked up for sure. You know?
I'm paying the house, water, sewer, electric, trash, gas.
Yeah. Like
internet, cable.
Something goes out on the car, you know, you got to pay the Netflix bill.
I got five vehicles. I might have to sell two of them. Huh?
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. This should turn it around for you, though. Before you do that, let's get it out of suspension. Let's get your website up and running. Get you rocking and rolling. Get calls coming to you. And hopefully you don't have to sell nothing, you know. What I did is I coded out the card, okay? I assigned the package to your technician. I'm going to process the payment now, and it will let me know if it goes through. In the meantime, I'm going to read this voice verification to you, Okay. So it reads like this.
Cross my fingers.
Yeah, okay. I got mine crossed for you too, brother.
I'm going to cross my teeth too, man. You never heard of that one.
Never heard you cross your teeth, man. All right, so...
and my eyes. Anything I can cross, dude.
So it reads like this. Welcome to you. It went through, just so you know. So you can stop crossing. It did, yeah, yeah. So
awesome.
The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AZ Handyman Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathan William Whitmer, Handyman.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And I'm going to go a little off of that voice verification because I want you to get great results. So what that means, like, you're going to have your client interview with your technician. Very important that you go through with that interview. Or if you miss it, just call me and we'll reschedule it, right? But we want to have that interview. Also, that PIN verification code is very important. So just be responsive. This isn't like a sign up and disappear thing. We definitely want you to be involved so we can get you the best results. Okay?
Okay. Are you going to email me that or are you going to send it in the mail?
It's going to be sent in the mail, but I'm going to schedule your client interview with your technician because sometimes to get quicker results, they let us do a text verification. So if that's available for you, we'd rather do that because then it's done right then and there. Okay?
I'd have to get it done as soon as possible. That way I feel better after the weekend and the new week comes up and hopefully I get some calls again, you know?
I'm really active in my accounts. I'm going to be monitoring this to make sure you're getting the results you want, okay? Because I want you to have quick results too, man. I know you had, it's been a little hard lately, but by getting you back up there, getting that website going, getting you submitted all across the internet, this should definitely turn it around for you, okay?
Yeah, man, because I just recently done a roofing job, took all the wood off. We did all the rafters in a house. I mean, completely bared it out. And then I went inside and I put all new ceilings up, put a whole new roof on, and people were so happy with it. And then it just stopped. I made like 10,000 bucks on that job, man.
Right, right. And then the calls
and
just
it
stopped.
It took like 3 weeks to do
flow.
It, but
yeah.
Yeah, then it stopped.
You do roofing too? Should we add that in?
Yeah, do roofing.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to I didn't know you did that, so
yeah,
let's add that in.
I have a friend I used to work for. I lived in Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland. I was in Texas for a while, New York, and then I found my home here in Arizona. So California wasn't so bad. So I've been everywhere, man. But I've always worked for other people, and I found my business here.
My cousin, he's been trying to get me to move there, you know, to Tucson. He's like, man, it's way less expensive. It's great out. He just said the summers are like crazy hot, you know, but.
Oh, he probably talks about 4th Street and all the clubs and stuff down there.
I haven't heard him talk about that.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure about 4th Avenue or anything like that. He doesn't really talk about that. He's more of he goes camping all the time. He's like a fishing guy and all that stuff, you know, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm a party guy, so when I go home
there
to my brother, we always go down on the weekends, and then
we
got the dispensary right there, and you're legally able to buy marijuana there. And
right. He's big into that. He's big into that, too. He told me, he was like, damn,
I don't smoke.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't either, actually. Yeah. But what's it called? Okay, so I got to go back on this script. So it says this in the voice verification, in hiring Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No, I just want Google.
Okay, so what that means is we don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. That's why we added in there. So if you get a call from another company or something saying, hey, pay us $5 for this or what, like, it's probably a scam, right? So just tell them you're already working with somebody.
Yeah, I just want somebody to straight up call and say, hey, come out, look at the job, look at the property, full estimates, give them a price, and they call back or they don't.
Exactly. So, yeah, just let us know. We're never going to tell you no if you want to do something else, but just run it by us first. That way we can make sure we're not already doing it for you, okay? So this next part, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is August 25th, 2022. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $149 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue.
So it'll be every month?
Oh, it's every month. Yes, sir.
Damn, dude. Okay.
So this
to boost up my prices, I guess.
Well, look, like in the past 30 days, I'm going off it again.
To be honest with you, I am the cheapest, most reliable, and most detailed handyman out here that a lot of people have found so far, because a lot of people out here, they don't want to work. They get paid, they get drunk, they go home, they get on drugs, you know, they do dumb stuff, man. And it's even hard to find hard workers to work with me. Because when they pay them, they do the same thing.
Right.
So I'm always busting my
ass. Your prices.
You know?
I would keep it affordable, too. That way you dominate the market. But being on Google, like, for example, what you're missing out on, in the past 30 days in your area, there's been 1,214 searches for keywords related to the services you gave me, right? So that doesn't mean 1,200 phone calls, right? But now you're in the ballgame. Your name and number's up there, so you start getting those calls again. So this thing is going to pay for itself. Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, when I talk to the realtors and home inspectors and property managers, I know a lot of people out here. So they don't call me unless they're ready to sell a house, or, you know, the customer that's buying the house wants work done to it. You know, they figure all that out before they call me. And sometimes it's a lot of work. Sometimes it's just some stupid stuff that you could probably go and do yourself, man.
Right, like hanging ceilings, light
fixtures, things like that.
Yeah, and then you got the big jobs, right, like the roofing projects, or they want the vinyl flooring and all that good stuff, you know. So this should definitely, this will pick up your business and it will pay for itself. The next part in this voice verification, so you can discontinue your services at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you call client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Nate, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash.
We see how it goes because Google worked out for me for 4 years. So.
Right. And it will again, you know. And it should be better now because now you'll have a custom website. You're branded all across the internet. Like, it'll definitely be a lot better. So the next thing, I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. Let's see what we got. Okay, so tomorrow.
Will he explain how I go about my website, how to create it, things like that?
Yeah, everything. So we create it for you.
I want to be able to keep all the pictures I had and maybe add some more on later on.
Oh, it's super easy. So in a moment here, I'm going to get you logged into your tracking system, and I'll show you where to add the new photos. Those photos automatically load to Google and your website from one spot.
Okay, so everything is just transferred over? And then new, I can just add to it?
You just add to it. Yeah, you have full access. And in your tracking system, too, you can see, like, how many times you're getting clicked on, how many times you're getting called, the website visits, the searches, et cetera. So it'll show you everything that's going on.
I think last month I had, like, over 300 people look at my website, or before you got closed out.
Oh, it should have been way higher.
Sometimes I had like 400 people, man.
Yeah. No, those are called impressions.
Probably only like 8, there's probably only 8,000 people in this town, so that's a pretty good number.
No, that's great. That's great. But impressions usually are really high, meaning that's when people see you. But what we want is we want the calls. We want them to click and call you. You know what I'm saying? And you'll have all that tracking, too. But, yeah, so they only have – give me a second. So they have three slots available for tomorrow. Oh, I'm just double-checking that. Yeah, three slots. So 10 a.m., 11 a.m., or 1 p.m.? What time works best for you?
Man, do 10 a.m.
Let's do 10 a.m. Awesome.
The
okay.
The earlier the better, and I can start working again, you know?
Yeah, let's just get this going.
Because somebody like me, when I get started on a job, I have my mind focused, and I don't stop at the
right
time.
Right,
so that's
right.
The good thing about me. That's what people like, so. And
yeah,
a lot of times I ignore phone calls, but if you have a 10 o'clock appointment phone call, then I'm going to answer.
Good, good. That's what I was going to say. Like right now, you know, the job is to get this back up and running. So definitely we want to get that call going. We want to get that PIN verification code, and hopefully they can just do the text verification. That way it's a little quicker. But that's scheduled for
– it's an appointment then. It's not a random call.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I just sent it to your email too for your calendar invite. So you can add that to your email. You will get a text reminder 1 hour before, okay, the call, and they will be calling from our 877 number that I texted you, okay?
Okay.
So definitely save that in your phone when you get a chance.
It's the 877 number, right?
Yeah, it's the 877-635-6225 number. That's the same one you just called. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And let's see, okay, so we sent you two more emails. I'm going to get you logged in your tracking system. So one's a welcome email, just welcoming you aboard. The other one is your initial invoice. Do you see that in your inbox now?
Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, take your time. Should be from Local Splash Support, and the one you need to pull up is Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Daniel Nelson?
That one's for me. That's just the email. That way you have my email, and I just send you everything in writing first off. You want to open the one that's from Local Splash Support, though.
Local Splash, that's it.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay, you want me to pick it up, or you want me to check it out later? Or?
I want to get you into your tracking system, so I'm going to walk you through it real quick. Go ahead and pull it up. And then the fifth line down, it's going to say, please click here. It's a blue hyperlink.
Okay, it says tomorrow, 10 o'clock, between 10 and 11 a.m., Daniel, Local Splash.
C-I-E-N. It just means client interview, E-N, for English.
You want me to view all guest info, or?
No. On that one, you could just click yes, and it'll add it to your calendar. Okay, but the one I'm talking about... What's that?
I got it. It said, reply for Nathan Whitmer, my Gmail, and select yes.
Yeah. And then that just adds it to your calendar or whatnot. But the one I'm talking about is an actual email. It'll say a Local Splash Initial Invoice on it.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Perfect. So go ahead and click on that where it says click here. Okay, it'll be the fifth line down. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Apply for, click yes again.
Click yes again. No, it shouldn't be a yes.
Oh, Local Splash, I see the thing. Yeah, August 26th, Local Splash, they have a number. Just put yes on that.
So it's an email, and it's from Local Splash Support, and it should be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah, C-I-E-N 520-559-673.
No, that's the calendar invite. Yeah, it's let's do this. I sent it to you via text, too. So if you look at your text messages, it'll be the one that says, Nathan W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it has a link on there.
Monday, Friday, 7 a.m. 4 p.m. PST or email. I should be support. localsplash.com. Do you want me to click on that one?
Yeah, click on that one. Yes, localsplash.com/terms, and then it has your phone number on the end of it. And that should take you to a screen that says Terms of Experience, Local/Terms of Experience. And then it'll say Services. What I'm trying to get you to is at the bottom, it has you check a box certifying you're an authorized user, and then it has you type your name in and hit confirm, and that's going to take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking and reporting system.
I see what happened. You sent me something earlier, and I'm looking at something old. So.
Right. That's what I figured. I think you were in the first email that I sent you. But no worries, brother. You could either do it in the text or you could do it in the email.
But it was 10 minutes ago, right?
What's that?
That was roughly 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Let me see when it was sent. Give me one second here. All right. The email was sent at 3:56. What's that?
It said phone number, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 4 p.m., PSTO email, support@localsplash.com.
Yes, localsplash support.com, right?
Number of the email.
Say it again?
Hit the email, not the number, right?
Yeah, hit the email, exactly. It should be the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, though.
Nothing pops up. It just says subject.
All right, let's do this. So go back in your email into your inbox. I'm going to resend it right now. So it'll be the next email coming through, okay? So give me one quick sec.
I'm going to back out of it. That way it can reload.
Yeah. Let's do that. And that way, because I sent you the other email before, there's the welcome email in there. You got the calendar invite. So it's like, which one do I click, right? What will be the next one that comes through? It says it's in processing right now. So let me see.
It was something and I didn't click on earlier.
Yeah, you're good, brother. Here, let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. Still says in processing. Dang it. Let's see. All right. Looks like it should have just sent. And it will be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
You got it.
Awesome. All right. And then the fifth line down, there's a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here.
Chat to review.
What? Say it again?
It says tap to review.
Tap to review. Huh.
And then it has a website. Yeah.
You're on the right one. So it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Is that where you are?
It popped up.
It popped up. Okay. And then it should say services, right?
Yeah, scroll down. Services. Google Workspace, things like that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So this is just everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. At the bottom, so you want to scroll all the way to the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. It'll be how the name is on the card. So Nathan W. Whitmer, hit confirm, and then that should take you to that username and password screen.
Okay, should I put in my full middle name or just W?
Just W.
Whitmer?
Just W. Yeah. And then what I'm doing right now, I'm generating you the username's your phone number, but I'm generating you a password too. And I'm going to email it to you, text it to you, and I'll give it to you verbally so you're able to log in now. One sec.
So where are you working from right now, man?
Huntington Beach. The company's based out of Costa Mesa, but they have us, since COVID happened, they have us work from home remotely. It's kind of cool. I like it. Yeah. they still have our office, like, for clients that want to go in, and our CEO's there and stuff, but for the majority of us are working from home. What's that?
I said the COVID stuff's still going on.
Man, it's crazy. I don't know. I got COVID twice, you know, but I made it. It's basically like a flu, you know, for, you know, like a bad flu, though.
I have an attitude, dude. So I went right through the COVID thing without wearing a mask, and people got mad at me and looked at me, and I was like, hey, I'm not going to cover up my face, man.
Right. I don't wear a mask either. You know, when it first happened and you had to, like, I was like, whatever. I'll just wear my mask in the grocery store and all that stuff, you know. But I don't know, man. I don't completely trust the vaccines and all that stuff, man. I'm not trying to mess with that.
Stick me as a needle or anything, man.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, like, how fast they made it. Like, no thank you. I'll take my chances, man. I get COVID.
I'm half Cherokee, and my dad is German, so.
Oh.
I have a really good immune system, so I haven't been sick in like shit like since I was a kid, man. I've never been sick.
Wow, that's amazing, man. Yeah, I get sick like every once in a while, like once a year or something, but it's no thing. The COVID kind of it sucked, but whatever. You know, I got better within like a week, so it wasn't that bad.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah.
So can you say you can log into your account?
Yes.
Chad.com username, password, Matt Clifton, and it shows me a preview to send to it.
It showed you what?
I tapped the preview.
Oh, you tapped the preview. Okay.
My username is my phone number.
Yeah, the username is your phone number. The password's just Matt Clicks, all lowercase letters, right? It basically, let me see, did it let you log in?
I'm just writing stuff down now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it isn't showing me you're on that username and password screen. So what you have to do first is you have to type your name in and hit confirm, and then it takes you to that username and password screen to get into your tracking system.
I click on the underlying website on my text.
I'm sorry, say it again, I didn't understand.
https://my.localsplash.com.
Yeah, that's how.
Hit the email?
Yeah, so when you go to that, the my.localsplash.com, that's where you're going to be able to put your username and password in, correct?
My username is my phone number. I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Local splash terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think I signed in.
Okay. Good. So it should say connect your Google listing at the top. Don't worry about that yet. They're going to do that in your client interview with your technician tomorrow, okay? But what you can get a jump on where it says business info, okay, when you click on that and you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll say media. That's where you're able to add your photos into.
Okay, so my photos don't just transfer over from Google.
No, they do. They do. So what we're going to do, the listing that you have in suspension.
Yeah, my recent photo.
Yeah, so your listings that are on your suspended listing, those shouldn't be, like, disappeared, right? Because we're getting it out of suspension. But basically, like, your new photos and stuff that you want to add, you need to go to the business info and go all the way down to the bottom where it says media, and that's where you're able to add those photos. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, I can figure that, man. I see a little icon for messaging. If I need any help, I can go to that.
Yeah. And you could always call me, too. Just call my direct line and extension that I sent you. It's you called it today, and it's that text that I sent. So anytime I'm not on the phone, I answer my calls live. But if I'm on the phone with a client, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay. Most people don't do that, but thanks.
No, I do, man. I'm really, you know, because it's like you're investing in us. You're trusting us with your company. You need customer support. Like, if you have a question, it needs to be answered, you know? So I'm real big on that, man. You call me, I promise you, if I'm on the phone, I will call you back right after I'm off the phone, okay?
Okay, so it says connect your business profile. Just connect to Google?
Yeah. So that, like I said, that's going to be the tech side. So that's what the client interview is set up for tomorrow. They'll get that all going for you.
Okay, so I select my email and I just connect to it.
Connect your email. Let me see. Hold up. Let me go to it. Client dashboard.
Local.com/Google account. And then that's my email.
What did you click
see,
on?
Edit, create, or delete your Google business listing. And it asked me if I'm going to allow or potential. I can go back.
Yeah. Go back because I'm not sure what you're on right there. Right now, so on that profile, just don't do anything on it right now. They're going to get it all set up for you in that client interview. What's that?
But my login and my password, so I just got to wait for a call and then talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. And do me a favor, when you get a chance tonight, watch that YouTube video I sent you, because it shows you exactly how to use your tracking system, like all the features on it. But if you ever have any questions or need me to walk you through it, always just call me and I can definitely do that. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot easier on a computer, but when you're out driving around and stuff, man, it's so much better to have Wi-Fi hooked up to your printer and your fax machine, and you're out there and you can print things up before you get home. You know, I do everything on my phone now, so.
Right. No, for sure. So, that's why we made the app too, to make it real easy, for the clients. So they'll get you set up on that tomorrow too, but you could always log into that on your browser on a regular computer. That's how I prefer to do it too, you know? But watch that video tonight. Look out for that call tomorrow between 10 and 11. They will be calling from our 877 number. And I have just a few more questions for you. The tech side wants to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text from us?
It could be text, email, or phone calls.
I'm just going to put all. There we go.
If you answer either one, then you can always go to another one. I don't always check my email. I check my emails at the end of the week. Because I don't get too many of them. But most of them I get, most work calls I get is either from text or from a call.
Right. The only reason I ask is because some clients like never check their email, so they don't want a whole lot of email. So I just put all. So they're doing phone calls, emails, and text for you. Also,
there's so much spam out there, dude. You never know who's going to call and who you're going to talk to. You know what I mean? Everybody wants the money out there.
Right. And that's why we have a system to block robocalls and spam calls for you too. So, they'll go over that with you tomorrow. Everything is included too. So it won't cost you one extra penny. Everything's inclusive, right? And they'll get you squared away. They'll get everything going for you tomorrow. Okay.
When you sign up for a loan, officers are out there all over the place. They got your number and they're always calling you up and they want your money and they want you to borrow money, and it's like, holy crap, I only caught one person, now 20 people are calling me.
Right. Man, I messed up years ago. I went to like a Fit Expo, you know, where they're giving out protein and, amino acids and stuff, and I gave them my regular email, and they just blew that thing up, man. Like, I was getting probably like 50 emails a day where I had to create a whole new email. I was like, man, this is ridiculous.
I had a 720 credit record. I don't want to bust that up, dude.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, you're all for
it. I'm going to take it, you know, but it's going to mess me up later.
Right. So, this should get you squared away again, though. Look out for that call tomorrow. They will call from that 877, and definitely save my number and your phone when you get a chance. And yeah, anytime you have questions, just call me directly. All right.
Okay, man. Thanks.
All right, Nate. Congratulations, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Have a good day, man.
All right. You too. Bye.